K-State Nation, another episode of the Borough Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much, once again, for listening to this episode. Cold out there, negative temps. Gonna be the only time we're gonna see that here in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, at least this week anyways, trying to finally get back to some normal-ish temps for winter anyways. But anyways, thank you so much. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for listening to this episode or this podcast. Pro Project Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast. Getting into it real quick, Will Howard, national champion, Big 12 champion, now national champion for Ohio State. What? You have to write a storybook. Well, you have to write a story. It would be on this guy, right? Last night, obviously, if you did not watch the national championship game, well, this felt like it was going to be a Ohio State. I thought Ohio State was going to walk away with it. And the next thing you know, Notre Dame makes a little run there towards the end of it. And, of course, for those why I'm talking about Will Howard, he's Ohio State now. But why I'm talking about Will Howard, because he started his college career at Kansas State. And we, again, as I've talked about lately, it seems like, with looking at the transitioning of players, right, with Ayoka Lee, which I recently did. I'm going to get that up over on the Podbean channel. Don't worry. I have that going by tonight. It's been kind of a wacky morning, but back to Will Howard, right? I talked about Ayoka Lee, right? Aaliyah Carter. We tracked their progress since the beginning of the podcast, right? Same thing to Will Howard. The COVID season, right? I don't think he started. I can't remember if he started or not in that season. I can't remember. But I know he came on the back end. Yeah, yes. He came on the backside, like the last at least three games of that season. And we were talking about, like, man, you know, this team is terrible. And of course, that whole situation after the fact that we got our ass blown out by Iowa State that year. Chris Klieman has that meeting with the players in the locker room saying this can't happen again. Next thing you know, I mean, Will Howard's been through it all, right? Two quarterback controversies or conversations. Controversy is not the right word that I want to put it. But Will Howard, we've seen the evolution, if you will, of Will Howard. It ended up being hosting the national championship trophy last night for Ohio State, and not just as a player. As a person as well. Putting God first, like we all should be doing. Should be doing, right? But I shouldn't tell you what to do, that you make your choices as you wish, as you will, right? But putting Jesus Christ first, you've noticed that. And that's one thing that went big. Well, that's one big thing that I've noticed in the interviews this past year from Will Howard, putting Jesus Christ first, right? And then making your play second. Okay? As Christian athletes say, it goes in the order of this: God first, family second, and whatever you're doing third, right? Again, I don't want to come here and tell you what to do. That's what Christian friends tell. And I've gone to church throughout most of my life, right? I've heard it, I've seen it preached, teached, and it's still a everyday thing working on it for me, right? This is just for me, not for you out there. listening? I don't know. I don't know if that's for you or... Hey, everyone, every individual has their own story, right? So there you go on that. But look, Will Howard playing with that confidence in the championship year. I think championship year we saw that in the Big 12 run that we went on here that I witnessed in Manhattan. Yeah, he played with. I think he played this year for Ohio State. I think he played with a lot more confidence, I would say, than that's the Big 12 championship season. Because he had the players. Look, Ohio State's way up here. Now they got the crown. And K-State there. We can't say they're the bottom of the bear. They're mid-pack-ish. Right? They're in the mid-level. We're in the mid-level. Ohio State, they're way up here. K-State, they can't... Every now and then, you get a generational player and you lose them to a transfer portal. But, look, K-State's got their players that have come to the ranks. The Colin Kleins, the Darren Sproles, the G.J. Gittens of the world, the Ben Sinnott. Hey, K-State's dropped some guys. And a D.K. Uzama. Felix and D.K. Uzama going to the AFC Championship game again for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I think we got some players, but Ohio State, they got players that are way up there in the upper tier of college football. Will Howard went over there and you have to, like I say, put the pieces around certain individuals and Will Howard elevate. And hey, kudos to Will Howard. Elevated himself, not only as a person, right, but as a player. And when they lost that game to Michigan, I thought they're screwed. They're done. They're done. Former Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, Eddie Greer, Will Howard, former K-State stud, obviously, forever known, Big 12 champion, now is a national champion for Ohio State last night. Ohio State won the first ever college football playoff national championship last night over Notre Dame last night. And I don't even know what the score was because I jumped in. I came home towards the end of the first half. Obviously watched the rest of it. Okay? So, look, it's all cool. We said our bad things about Will Howard. I'm the first to raise my hand about that. Me and I remember COVID year, we were hammering Will Howard. I think Adrian Martinez as well. Oh, Adrian Martinez coming in here. And then when unfortunately Martinez got hurt, we don't know. And it's always you think back to those moments where you've capitalized on certain moments, in particularly sporting moments, right? You look back and say, damn, if this didn't happen, then X might not have happened. If Adrian Martinez wasn't hurt, didn't get hurt, who knows? Unfortunately, got hurt because, look, Martinez, that was coming off of what? And he came off in an epic OU game, which is one of my favorite games. Yet, still, if I were to rank the top five, my top five K-State games of all time, since living up here in the Midwest between Manhattan and Kansas City, that would be one of them in the top five. And Martinez, and I think, I can't remember which game he got hurt on, but if he doesn't get hurt, I think things break the other direction for Will Howard. I'm just saying now, he probably doesn't go to Ohio State, but again, domino effect, right? Life is so unpredictable. You just don't know what's going to happen. And here, Will Howard leads us all the way to the Big 12 championship. And then, of course, the following year, you know, everything doesn't go the way that it should. Will Howard kind of a little frustrated. And they didn't have Avery Johnson, not our QB1 at Kansas State. You have to deal with all of that. And then now he saw the writing on the wall there. Avery Johnson, all this and that. And then Will Howard jumps in the portal and goes to Ohio State. And That's all she wrote, folks, on that. So Will Howard, obviously now, adds to the ends his legacy, calls Khalid's legacy, started out with K-State with us, and then ends in... into the storybook ending, of course, with the national championship. Hey, not all athletes. Talented athletes don't have that right. Chris Paul, to name one, that comes off the top of my head because I listened to a podcast yesterday. Somebody mentioned Chris Paul. I don't know who it was. Not winning a championship. I think also it was in the same conversation as Russell Westbrook. I don't think he's won a championship either. I don't know why I'm talking about basketball, K-State basketball going on right now. But yeah, this is every good at Charles Barkley don't have a ring and it's like that. Sorry, Charles, but every talented athlete doesn't have an opportunity to win a championship. So doesn't have that awesome, lovely Cinderella ending for a championship. So, for Will Howard, awesome to see him go out like that and delete Ohio, especially with the circumstances after that Michigan game. I thought they were done. That's devastating. But that team was on a clear mission and mission achieved. So, Will Howard obviously, he's going to be remembered forever. For giving us another championship, Big 12 championship, that is. Not the Natty, though. That goes to Ohio State. But he'll be ever remembered for leading us to that Big 12 championship. Was that 22? I think that was 22. They led us there. So, Will Howard, I should have talked about him yesterday before the game. Didn't, because obviously, Aoka news had to be first, obviously, because men's women's basketball going on currently. So there you go on that. Will Howard, Big 12 champion, and now national champion now to wrap up his college career at Ohio State. Once a K-State QB1 QB, started his career at K-State, and man, boy, oh boy, we have seen the evolution of Will Howard, and it spurred into a national championship last night against Notre Dame. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or to have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Now, I mentioned the episode I recorded last night over on Podbean. I'll have that up. I was going to do it this morning, and things got a little wonky, so I'll do that tonight. Podbean app, Greer 3, and oh, by the way, that's a solo episode, by the way. I'll also come on later on this week, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S Podcast. Let's go wrap this up for a football edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. College football came to a close last night. Will Howard, former Kansas State quarterback, and of course, forever Big 12 champion. He can add national champion to his resume after delivering Ohio State to the promised land last night. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, All Things Kansas State Sports. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to y'all throughout the week. Go Cats.